Continuing with the presentation of the details of all the korbanos, all the sacrifices to be offered in the Mishkan and the Tabernacle, and subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash in the Temple, the Torah in this week's Parsha, Parshat Tzav, elaborates on one of the categories of sacrifices of korbanos, namely the category of korban shlomim, peace offering. And the Torah describes a subcategory of korban shlomim, referred to as a korban toda, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, of gratitude. Im al toda yakrivenu, if a person will offer a sacrifice in expression of gratitude and thanksgiving to God, for what is the person expressing gratitude through this sacrifice? Im al dvar hoda al nes, Rashi says, if it is an expression of gratitude and thanksgiving to God for miraculously surviving a particular dangerous, precarious, potentially life-threatening situation, a person comes out having survived, perhaps unscathed, perhaps not completely unscathed, but having survived, the person wants to express gratitude to God. And that is what the Rishonim, Rashi ibn Ezra, Sheyitain Toda Lashem Shenimlat Mitzar, the person escaped the particular crisis, the particular dangerous situation. That is the Korban Toda and the details associated with its offering as described in those few psukim. And then, a few psukim later, the Torah seemingly continuing on the theme of Korban Toda, but modifying the particulars of the Korban, describe two different offerings. The Imneder, O Nedava, Zevach Korbanon, also Korban Shlamim, but different than the Korban Toda proper, this Korban is either a Neder or a Nedava. A Neder is a Korban that a person promises, takes a vow, accepting upon himself or herself to offer. O Nedava, person pledges. There are halachic, major halachic differences and discussions in the Gemara and beyond between a neder and a dova, but in the context of this pasuk, Mefarshim say the following. Says the Ibn Ezra, neder refers to the vow that a person took upon oneself to offer this particular type of korban shlamim. Shebite bisvasav, says the Ibn Ezra, ke betzarlo. When a person was in the midst of crisis, when the person was in the midst of a dangerous, threatening situation, in the midst of that situation, not afterward, to offer a korban toda, an expression of gratitude to God for having survived and escaped, does the person offer the korban. That's a korban toda after the fact. This is a korban in the midst of that experience, taking a vow to God as an expression of pleading to God and asking God for his help, for his assistance, for his intervention. But sarlo, when the person is in that crisis, is in that difficult, painful, seemingly inescapable situation, the person articulates, bisvasov, that I take a vow to offer a korban shlamim to God. That's neder. And what is nedava? So the Ibn Ezra says the following. Unedava, shenadva rucho oso, lehavi zevach lashem, lo neder, velo letoda. A nedava is not a korban toda in the proper sense of an expression of gratitude after the fact, nor is it a neder, a korban being accepted upon myself with a vow while in the midst of crisis. It is neither of those. Lo neder v'lo letova, lo v'lo letoda. What is it? Shenadva rucho oso, l'havi zevach l'ashem. That a person was inspired to offer a sacrifice to God, not after the fact as gratitude, not in the midst as a form of pleading. Shenadva rucho. So what is the purpose? Why is the person inspired to offer a korban? What is the purpose of this korban? If it's not an expression of gratitude after a particular crisis or situation that a person was rescued, saved, or escaped, if it's not in the midst of such a situation, as in a pleading form of kind of a prayer in the form of a korban, a sacrifice to God, then what is it? Says the Ibn Ezra, it's none of that. What is the purpose of it? No special purpose. Just shenadva rucho oso. It's for no reason at all. It's just because. It's just because I felt that I wanted to express myself to God. Not every time I do something for God does it have to be based on a mandate, out of a sense of obligation, out of a sense of responsibility, out of a sense of acknowledgement, out of a sense of expression of gratitude. Not every time I do something toward God does it have to be out of a context of a need that I have, and I appropriately plead with God and turn to God and call out to God. Not everything I do between myself and God has to be premised on either obligation, responsibility, need, necessity. It can be just because, for no specific reason at all. A spontaneous feeling of wanting to express myself to God. That's nadva rucho. I'm not here to ask you for anything. I'm not here to thank you for anything. I'm just here to express my feelings of what I feel within this relationship. I would hope that we all do that in our relationships with people. And in addition to, at the very least, satisfying our obligations and responsibilities in our relationships, in addition to appropriately expressing our appreciation, gratitude, and thanksgiving to others in our relationships, that sometimes we do things in our relationships for no reason at all, meaning that there's no a priori obligation, a priori kind of impetus. It is just out of a intrinsic, internal, shenadva rucho oso. I'm just inspired, I'm motivated because I am in this relationship which I cherish and love. And sometimes just spontaneously, I just want to express myself to the other person with no expectation, no responsibility, no obligation, no mandate, nothing to thank the other person for, just to express myself to that other person. Just that I love you. This is a korban nedava shlomim to God. To express to God that I love you. Not because you did something for me specifically. Am I doing that? I certainly have to and should and express myself for those things that God does for us all the time. But this is a korban nedava out of an expression of just a spontaneous feeling of nadva rucho, I'm inspired and motivated. That's a korban nedava of the subcategory shlomim. Not an expression of toda after, not as a beseechment of God in the midst of crisis, a neder, but just a nedava. And unfortunately and tragically, currently, Dove is not something on our radar, nor should it be. Right now, everything that we think about, that we do, that we offer, that we contemplate, that we attempt to intervene with respect to the ongoing tragedies of the war in Medinat Israel, has to do with Toda. Thanking God for those who have survived, for those who have escaped, for those who have been rescued, for those soldiers who have come back, for those who are healing. Neder is what our main focus is about. We're always trying to figure out what is it that God wants us to do? What is it that God will respond to? What can we promise? What can we offer to God in a sorrow, in this seemingly never-ending crisis and unfolding tragedies that seem to be mounting and mounting, even if there are at times occasions for expression of Todah as well. Our focus is all on the responsibilities, obligations. How much Tehillim should we say? When should we say? In what context? What can we do to improve ourselves and improve our position with respect to God and hope that He responds and intervenes as we have been pleading with Him to do and to help the hostages, the IDF, Medinat Yisrael, guide the leaders? All of that is because we are now in a situation where there is no alternative to what is our obligation, what is our responsibility, what can we offer. Right now, we are not in a mode that we can simply say that I'm just going to say a parak of Tehillim, not because I want to thank God, not because I want to plead to God to save these hostages, just because we aren't in that mode now. That would not be appropriate right now. Every parak of Tehillim we say should always have in mind all those injured IDF soldiers, all those hostages, all those who have survived and are struggling to resume some degree of normalcy. All of our prayers and our acts and expressions should be focused on the Eis Tzara. So that itself is part of the tragedy, that right now this type of nedava is not something that we have an opportunity to even spontaneously consider, to even have a possible fleeting thought to be able to rise to the occasion and express just a nedava to God. That's not the nature of the Jewish world right now. That's not the nature of Jewish life. And that is part of the tragedy. And perhaps one of our prayers during this Eis Tzara can be to ask God to intervene primarily, mostly, almost entirely because of those who need it and those who need to be rescued and those who need to heal and those who need to survive and the families and all the myriad of needs that exist, whether it's respect to the economy in Medina Israel and the farmers and everything that has been a ripple effect as a result of the war, to also ask Him to include the possibility of intervening so that we can resume, to whatever extent we can, a life where we can also, at times, offer to Him a nedava, just a spontaneous expression of our love to Him, not for anything specific, but just because, nadva rucho, that we are motivated and inspired to do so based on our relationship with Him. Shabbat Shalom.